First, can you tell me your name?
Jonathan Godis.
Age?
39.
Occupation?
Executive Director of the Early Childhood Network.
Favorite U.S. President and why?
John F. Kennedy, because he got us to the moon.
Do you have any prior experience serving local government?
Serving as an elected position, no, but I did work for the City of Aspen for 3 years as the Assistant Director for Parks and Recreation.
And what were some of your responsibilities when you were doing that?
So I oversaw the recreation side, the operations side of that. So I was responsible for a $4 million budget. I would present to council, oversee the Arc, the Red Brick, and the Ice Garden, and all recreational programs that came under that.
If you could accomplish three things during your tenure as a city councilman, what would those be?
The three things I try to accomplish would be Midland, reconstructing Midland, a south bridge south of the airport to relieve the congestion on Midland and 4 Mile, and really look at what we can do regionally with affordable housing.
Do you have any sense for how you could achieve that?
Yeah, so the city just extended in November, the voters extended for 30 years the A&I tax, the acquisition improvement tax, and that allowed the city to bond for up to $54 million. You know, it's something that we need to look at doing now rather than later, one, because construction costs are going up, and two, because municipal bond rates are going up quite a bit. So I think for Midland, while the county has offered to help a little bit with the cost of Midland, Midland is a city street, and so I think the city needs to recognize that we need to pay for it, and we just need to do it, and there's money now to do it because we have $54 million. On the South Bridge, I think that's going to take a little bit more of a partnership approach. That land, the road going to the bridge, and the road going from the bridge to 82 is all county land. So it also serves exclusively county residents up 4 Mile. And the county has shown no desire to limit the development up there. So for those reasons, when we talk about a local match, they're talking about $45 million for the South Bridge. And I don't see that being a $45 million project the city takes on. There's a lot of grants. There's a state road and bridge fund. CDOT obviously has a very strong interest in the interchange of how that connects to 82 there. So there will be money from the state road and bridge. There will be money from CDOT. And then there's federal grants as well. What those grants need and what other entities need to see is a strong local match. So if we could, as a local funding source, come up with $15 million of that $45 million, I would like to see the county and the city have an agreement where it's a 3-to-1 or maybe even a 2-to-1 funding agreement, to where the county pitches in $10 million, the city pitches in $5 million. And so if we come to these other entities and say we have $15 million, that's a really strong ask. I write grants all the time, and if you can come with 1/3 of the money, people are usually pretty willing to take a look at those projects. I think affordable housing, it's not just a regional approach, because if we wait for the grand RAFTA type regional, you know, 8 municipalities, 3 county type approach, we could be waiting a while. So I think in the meantime, we worked towards that goal, but in the meantime, the school district having $15 million for their own affordable housing is a good start. I think the city, doing the carrot and stick approach with developers of requiring for large-scale developments a 10% affordable housing component. Also, city council looking at developments on a case-by-case basis and saying, listen, if you can make this affordable or attainable, and those are two different things, but they're both working towards the same goal, we'll waive certain fees, water fees, tap fees, sewer fees, school fees.
What do you think that Glenwood's role within the Roaring Fork Valley is?
I view Glenwood as its own entity that has its own tourism base, has its own economy. And that economy, yes, is based on the Up Valley wealth and attraction of Aspen. We have our own completely self-sustained economy. People come to Glenwood to come to Glenwood. As many people from Glenwood that go Up Valley to recreate, we see as many people come down to Glenwood to shop and spend their money. So I'm pretty comfortable with how that balance is right now. Here's how I don't want this town to ever be viewed. I don't want this town 20, 30, 40 years from now to be viewed as a place for retirees and people of means only. I think a vibrant community needs diversity. I think a vibrant community needs racial diversity. It needs economic diversity. It needs social diversity. And we are going to lose that if we don't start addressing some of these larger scale social issues.
Two successes and two failures of the current city council.
You know, that's tough because the last 8 years we've come out of. I mean, you gotta remember that. I would say it was the depth of the recession because I still think we had another couple of years to go. So I really commend City Council in general for being able to pull Glenwood through without having massive layoffs. One of the failures, I think, would be while a casualty of that recession was, for my ward specifically, stopping bus service to our area because it was expensive and the city had no money. Now that the city has recovered and we have record tax revenue for 2016, $17 million, I think the city really needs to look at what it would take to restore that service. I'd say the biggest failure of the city has been in 2005, there was $5.3 million allocated in a congressional earmark from Scott McInnes. And that was for design work, for acquisition, and to basically get to where we're shovel ready with a South Bridge. And that was in 2005. And so little has happened and so little movement. We still haven't spent that money 12 years later.
When you talk to your neighbors, what do they tell you?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I've been door knocking 8 hours and have over a million steps on my little pedometer. And so I've gotten, it's been fantastic. I've gotten a lot of intricate details about the history of certain things, about the history of the airport, how it came to be, how many times Midland has been repaved. And you know, what I'm hearing from the people I speak to are, hey, we need action now.
How big of a deal is the Confluence area to you?
It is a big deal. I think it's one of those areas that, you know, 5 years ago wasn't on really anybody's radar. I see the Confluence having an aspect of retail, of commerce, of affordable housing. But we have 6 acres. 6 acres is not a lot of land. But when you're talking about a downtown core, 6 acres is a lot of land in relative terms. So I think having a little bit of that mix, but still preserving park space, open space, a new outdoor concert shell, things like that could be revitalizing to downtown. As far as your question was, you know, where is it at as far as priority, essentially? I think it would be fantastic for the town. I think it'd be fantastic for the residents, and it would be a huge feather in the cap for the tourism industry, which is a huge driver of our town. I think we have to address Midland because it is in such dire shape. We have to address Southbridge because not only is that a huge missing connectivity piece for all the people up by Sunlight, 4 Mile Park, East Park West, Glenwood Park, Hager, and Cardiff Glen, I would like to see the city's priorities prioritized as thus: Midland, Southbridge, and then we can start looking at the it's nice to have stuff. There's the we gots to have stuff, which is Midland and Southbridge in my ward. And there's other projects other where there's gots to have stuff. And then there's the nice to have stuff. And I put the Confluence at the very top of the nice to have stuff.